such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Ready to Be Right. This is Jack Otto, your host. We're talking about vote scam right now. And if you want to join in on this conversation, the telephone number is 1-800-313-9443. We welcome your input. Now, the first evidence to surface publicly was when the vote scam was exposed in the mid-1980s by employees of Cincinnati Bell Telephone. See, the Cincinnati election computer went down for a short time period and came back up with dramatically different tally. And three men began to decry the fraud. The three were employees of Cincinnati Bell Telephone. They were Bob Grace, Lonnie Gates, and Jim Condit of Cincinnati, Ohio. They were particularly vocal in their role about the affair, and they spoke on talk shows telling of extensive tapping services rendered for the FBI, and according to Gates and Drace, it was commonplace to tap into the telephone lines and record the conversations of prominent political and business magnates. Gates indicated that it was pervasive with many people under such scrutiny. Cincinnati Bell Security had directed that cooperation be extended to the FBI in every possible way. The FBI agents told these men that what they were doing was for the good of America. So they did their best to accommodate the feds and tapped into numerous people's privacy without warrants. Bob Gates came to suspect that his efforts were not for the good of America. Suspicion erupted when he was tapping into the election computer for the FBI and saw that the tally changed dramatically. Losers became winners and the will of the voters was thwarted, and he knew that was not for the good of America, and he began to expose the treachery. Now, these whistleblowers tried to wake up the people, but much of the media didn't want to help. Their expose included a machine called the MLT-2. It was a remote phone-tapping device. It was a $20,000 piece of equipment that allowed the possessor to call any number in the country and listen unobtrusively to every call made or received. Their crusade was short-lived. We do not hear much about them anymore. Better documentation on the breadth and the depth of corrupt elections was compiled by the Collier brothers. Kenneth and James Collier were investigative reporters that decided to delve into the election process by running as a candidate against a major incumbent. Dell Publishing liked their idea of conducting a campaign without advertising expenditures and approved their game plan with an advance. See, Ken ran against the incumbent congressman, Claude Pepper of Dade County, Florida. Now, Claude Pepper had long held his post and was near retirement. He was considered father of the Social Security system and was unbeatable, so few ever considered running against him. Collier brothers walked the streets of Miami, shaking hands and passing out flyers and speaking at church and VFW assemblies. So on December 3 of 1970, only 3 minutes after the polls closed, the CBS affiliates made perfect projections on the percentage of all 250 candidates would receive. 20 minutes later, NBC predicted the actual count every candidate would receive. Later, they found out these projections were based on one voting machine. The investigation was supposed to end that night, however, it sparked a new beginning, and the Collier brothers launched a 25-year investigation that culminated their book, Vote Scam. First, they went to the station and got copies of the on-air readouts. The media people said that the League of Women Voters was phoning in the vote totals to make the projections. And a visit to the president of the league proved that was not true. Joyce Diefenkopf, the president, denied that any of her people were calling in results from any precinct. She said, and I quote, "I do not want to get caught in this thing," and she broke down crying. Ken and Jim Collier began filing reports with the FBI. The newspapers were not interested in covering them. The Collier brothers interviewed the computer program to ask how he made his projections with the results from a solitary voting machine. And when they expressed concern, that such an extensive projection didn't seem possible from such a small database, the programmer, Elton Davis, quipped, quote, "You'll never prove it. Get out," end of quote. The FBI and Justice Department were not interested, neither were any of the newspapers. In 1973, Sequoia Pacific Manufacturing Incorporated of Jamestown, New York, came out with a new print-o-matic voting machine. The pilot program for the new machines was conducted in Florida. The locks prohibited the precinct delegates from opening the back of any machine, and the new feature was touted as security to safeguard the sanctity of the vote. The new system had a crank that ran a roller over the numbers and embossed the results on a paper strip. This strip was cranked out at the beginning of each election to show that the startup numbers were all zeros, and then it was cranked again at the end of the day to receive total count. Talk more about that right after this break. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Talking about the printomatic voting machine that was brought out by Sequoia Pacific Manufacturing Incorporated of Jamestown, New York, in the year 1973, and the pilot program for the new machines that were conducted in Florida. The locks on the back prohibited delegates from opening the back of the machine, and it was touted as security to safeguard the sanctity of the vote. Now, the strip was cranked out at the beginning of each election to show that the startup numbers were all zeros. Then it was cranked again at the end of the day to receive the total vote count. And on the morning of the very first day of that pilot effort, 600 voting machines jammed. And technicians were brought in to free the paper strips that were stuck inside. And when the voting machines were opened, the delegates noted not only the zeros they expected, but also the total tally that could not logically have been there until after the end of the election day. And this prompted 4,000 precinct delegates to walk off in protest. The next day, the Miami Herald ran an article saying there had been some problem with the voting machine and that they had to be manned by policemen and firefighters. The newspapers failed to mention why those delegates were protesting, and the jamming of paper embossing rollers is no longer a problem, and those printomatic voting machines are now used throughout the nation. The evidence was presented to the circuit court. The court appointed Ellis Rubin, the Watergate attorney, to evaluate the validity of the documentation. Ellis Rubin found merit in their research, and as assistant state attorney, he tried to proceed with the case. The court ruled in a way to try to dissuade him by requiring him to give up his immunity. He waived immunity and pressed on with it. Shortly thereafter, Ellis Rubin came out of the courthouse and announced that Janet Reno has declared the statute of limitations has run out on this crime, and she refuses to prosecute. And at that point, Rubin literally ran from the courthouse. You know, there is no statute of limitations for continuing fraud. And this fraud is treason. And there's no limitation on prosecuting treason. See, Janet Reno was not telling the truth. The newspapers were not interested at all in carrying this story. In 1964, the media formed a joint network called News Election Services. Through it, they pooled information and draw from that pool. The board was located at 225 West 34th Street in New York City, and offices were to be found on the 13th floor of the World Trade Center. Now, that collusion puts a layer of bureaucracy between the election results and reality. The media wouldn't find this newsworthy, but it is. The president of News Election Services Incorporated, Robert Flaherty, was asked how the system works, and as usual, when asked how the NES counts and disseminates the vote, he replied, and I quote, "This is not a proper area of inquiry." Well, it was. It has to do with something very important to all of us. Does our vote count or doesn't it? And it was Jim Collier that traveled extensively to decry election abuses. His family, includes men like Dr. Howard Strauss, Princeton computer science professor. Dr. Strauss works within a small national group of concerned citizens who comprise an organization called Election Watch. And he said, the presidential election of 1992 without much difficulty and with little chance of the felons getting caught can be stolen by computers for one candidate or another. The candidate who can win by computer has worked far enough ahead to rig the election by getting his consultants to write software that runs thousands of vote-counting computers from coast to coast. There are so many computers that use the same software now that a presidential election can be tampered with. In fact, they already be tampered with. Because of trade secrecy, nobody can be the wiser. Nobody can be the wiser. Jim Collier tells of the experience conveyed to him by a beautiful and charming woman in Waterloo, Iowa. She was a member of the school board and hosted a public access TV program. And after reading the vote scam book, she went to the voting officials and asked to verify that no votes were on the machine before the election. She was told, quote, "One hell freezes over, lady," end of quote. The next day, the local newspaper, the Iowa Courier, vilified her and warned people not to read Collier's book. There are many incidents of that in the annals of vote fraud. Susan Brenneker's experience is shocking. She ran for council in the Jefferson Parish at East New Orleans, located just east of the Mississippi River. Her opponent's nephew happened to be the election supervisor. The uncle won, and his nephew fatally shot himself. After the election, Susan Brenneker took a video camera to the warehouse where election voting machines were stored. She made a video record of voting for herself on one of the machines, and the first votes cast that she cast for herself were recorded properly. The next five votes registered for her opponent, even though they were also cast for her name. machines in the warehouse to find that half the votes for her resulted in votes cast for her opponent. Susan went to the local TV stations and got some airtime for her videotape record of that experience. She also went to court, and the newspapers refused to cover the story. The judge refused to allow her to have expert witnesses and quickly dismissed the case. Too many election supervisors hire outsiders to run the election for them. They stand back while consultants administer their job and implement their own software. Corporations such as Fiddler and Chambers, DFM of California, and Triad from Ohio are willing to take over that responsibility for a fee. It is necessary to restore integrity to the voting franchise as long as computers are in control. Programmers are able to do magic tricks with etheric disks and bytes, and it's really necessary to return to paper ballots that are cast into a clear plexiglass block. And all of us would prefer the ballot box to the bullet box. Again, Joseph Stalin, the premier of Russia, whose real name was Joseph Vissarionovich Djugashvili, said, "Those who cast their votes died nothing. Those who count the votes died everything." You too may join this conversation. The telephone number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I'm reminded of the words of a great Roman orator by the name of Tacitus, who said very simply and to the point, "The more corrupt the state, the more numerous the laws." And I remember back in the mid-80s when President Reagan came on television decrying how the tax system was inequitable, how that it was unfair that the little guy couldn't deduct his expenses of going to and from work and what he had to do on the job. Well, the fat cats were able to deduct their three martini lunches. And he wanted to, at least he said he wanted to, reform the tax code so that it would be more equitable across the board. But when he got done, there was actually 11,500 new pages of law. And some of it was so slanted that you could not help but come to the conclusion that it was done for the benefit of the rich and at the expense of the working class. And what was designed, or at least touted to design, a more fair and equitable situation for the common man turned out to be another ripoff. Mark Twain said it well. He said, "The only difference between a tax man and a taxidermist is that the latter leaves the skin." And we find out how so many people have been ripped. And when the IRS hits your home with a task force of criminal investigators, your rights are trampled with regularity. And the case that you get is really trumped up. And due process is sidestepped by some of the most obtrusive law that you could ever imagine. For example, when you get to court, you may not, and they give you a list of things that you may not bring up. And if you do bring them up, you will be charged with contempt of court. And one of the things you may not bring up is the Bill of Rights, number 5. It says that you do not have to testify against yourself. See, the way they got around that was the people wanted to get Al Capone. And when they finally got Al Capone, it was not for murder or bootlegging. They got him for income tax evasion. And it was his lawyers that said, wait a minute. We have a Fifth Amendment here that says you do not have to testify against yourself. And to make anybody fill out these forms and tell you what they've been doing and how they've been doing it is contrary to the Constitution for the United States, contrary to the Bill of Rights. But the courts upheld that because people wanted it. And now when you are in trouble with the IRS, they cite that case, Capone versus the people. The government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. That was Ronald Reagan. And it was Winston Churchill who said, I contend that for a man to try to tax himself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket trying to lift himself up by the handle. Government is very inefficient. For example, they have to take $12 from you, give one to the poor. With that kind of inefficiency, we would be much better to leave charity in the hands of the churches as it was done in yesteryear. See, if your barn burnt down, the next day people would be there with boards and nails and some with food to feed the workers so that your life didn't have to be quite so totally disrupted. But if the people noticed that your kids were going hungry because you were a drunk, they might talk to you about that. Whereas with the state now, being an alcoholic is a disease, then you may not even discriminate against them in hiring. Although, if you've got a drunk on your job, you're responsible for what they do. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place. And there is no relief coming. There was a guy named O'Rourke who said, giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys. There's got to be some limitations of what we're willing to put up with. But so many people seem to feel that as long as they're got that Monday night ball game there, there's beer and chips at hand, things can't be all bad. And they don't realize how our rights have been eroded over time, just whittled to nearly nothing. But we have to be brave. We're going to be free. And if we lack the intestinal fortitude, we will be back down. We will be closed off. We will be shut up. And what you thought was free speech was diminished over time. And we now know from these Patriot Acts and the Homeland Security and the definitions that they have in them that our rights are being diminished over time. Now they define what a terrorist is. Let me mention a couple of those because it's really important. They define a terrorist as someone who quotes the Constitution. They also define a terrorist as being someone who is too nice, too polite. You got to worry about those people. And with this being probable cause now, and of course they don't have to take the probable cause to a magistrate and get a search warrant, they can do anything they want. They can even do these sneak and peek searches where they come into your home, sneak around, take what they think is necessary, slip back out quietly. And it's all done under the auspices of giving up a little of our liberty for the case of security. And it was Benjamin Franklin, I believe, that said, those who are willing to surrender liberty for security serve neither. And I got to tell you, you get neither. Because when you surrender some of your liberty because you think you were going to get security, it puts you in a different playing field, not the level one, wherein those public servants have become your masters and they can look down their nose at you and herd you into prison. They don't have to notify your family anymore that you've been arrested. You don't have to have a telephone call. And you don't have to have a trial. We're going to be back in just a minute. I hear the bumper music coming up. I want you to listen to our sponsors. Take heed and patronize them wherever possible. Because we need freedom alive.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Talking about taxes and the election fraud and how things are done to manipulate us so that we go from being sovereign free people to subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to tell us what's good for us. It used to be that government could not act on its own to press charges against it. The sheriff could be approached by one of us, and if we make an accusation, he would act on our behalf. And because he was acting on our behalf instead of his own, he had immunity from charges that could result if it turned out to be a false accusation. Now, they still give law enforcement that immunity, but now they're acting on their own, where they should not have immunity. And, of course, we have Supreme Court decisions to tell us that it's important that in cases of constitutional breaches, that there is no immunity. I think I just heard that we have a caller. If we do, bring him up, please. Larry in Texas. How are you, Larry?
Hello?
I can't hear Larry. Would you bring him up?
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Could you bring up the gain in my ear a little? I'm having trouble hearing
Is this
the bumper
better?
Music and Larry.
Is this better?
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay.
Jump right into your point.
Oh, well, thank you for the prayer at the beginning of your show. And I want to be the first to give you a belated San Jacinto Day.
A belated what day?
San Jacinto Day. Okay. Go on. That's the day we won our, Texas won its independence from Mexico. San Jacinto Day. You still there?
That was 150 years ago.
Yes. But anyway, it was just the other day, Friday, it was, that Friday was, you still there or are we gone?
No, you're on. Please go ahead.
Okay, I got music coming up. So anyway, yeah, the voting machines are definitely rigged, and, vote anyway. At least let them know you're there, and mark your car some way to show that you're against the New World Order.
Yeah, we all have to take a stand. We've got to speak out.
Yeah,
if you don't take a stand and you don't speak out, how are anybody going to find out about this?
Right.
It's never going to make it across the face of your television. It's not going to be headlined in the newspapers. And if there is any coverage of it, it's going to be to talk about us as conspiracy theorists.
Right. Well,
nutcases. Paranoid nutcases that should be put away.
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
I'm still not hearing the bumper of music very well.
Here.
Speak right up.
Okay. Got the bumper music still going.
It'll die off.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell people to mark your car some way, you know, Infowars.com or whatever, to show that you're against the New World Order. Anti-globalist, put it in big letters, vinyl on the back of your windshield or your back screen of your window. Talk to people in line at the grocery store about what's going on. And you're right, liberty is not free. And if you don't act up, you will be the last one the alligator eats, but you will be eaten.
Yes, I spoke that.
So, you know, every one of the founding fathers were rich men. They lost all their property, and they lost their lives for the freedom we enjoy today.
And they warned us that if we weren't diligent and we let our freedom slip away, it would have to be redeemed at the price of oil and treasure and blood again.
Well, I'm 57, and we lost our freedoms long before I was born. And, you know, so we have to do it all over again. And it's not going to be nearly as simple. Can't do it at the ballot box because the voting machines are rigged. Can't do it the way the founding fathers did it. I'm not sure, outside of being a prayer warrior, which I am, I don't know how else to fight it, you know.
Well, I think we have to pray as though freedom depends on God.
Yes.
And we have to work for it like it all depends on us.
Right. And then again, God's will may be that we are in Revelations. So.
Well, I think so. This is the end. We can see so much prophecy has come true.
Yes. You know, so
and then
we may be living it out. Maybe those of us that could tough it out will be lifted up with the saints. So, anyway, told your screener you stole my thunder when you gave the quote from Benjamin Franklin, because I was going to say that, but no point in repeating it twice, or maybe you should.
Yes, go ahead, repeat it again.
Okay, those that will give up a little bit of freedom for security, you deserve neither.
And yet there are so many people out there that think that this Homeland Security and Patriot Acts are good things for us, that it's going to help us.
Oh, Adolf Hitler was not genius enough to think of that, or he would have used it.
Well, in a way, he phrased it in other terms, but he did utilize it. He got people to surrender their rights. Well, thank you very much, Larry. Do you have anything else?
God bless America, and keep up the fight.
Thank you, sir. We're going to do our very best. See, it was shortly after the close of the Civil War, more accurately known as the War of Northern Aggression, that it was President Lincoln who got tired of fooling all the people all the time. And he had a rift with the bankers and decided to issue his own debt-free treasury notes. And he said, and I quote, "The money power preys upon the nation in times of peace and conspires against it in times of adversity. It is more despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption in high places will follow. and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working on the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in the hands of the few and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before.
And today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Talking about President Lincoln's message to the American people at the close of the Civil War, and unfortunately I read right into the commercial break. And in his words, he noted that corporations had been enthroned and an era of corruption in high places would follow, and the money and power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working on the prejudices of the people until wealth is aggregated in the hands of the few and the republic is destroyed. And I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of the war. This moment of honesty cost President Abraham Lincoln his life. His real name was Springsteen, and he married into a very powerful occult family called the Todds. You know, banking is our problem here. They're the ones that had enough money to buy up the newspapers and televisions and waged this whole campaign against us. Now, Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence and the co-author of the U.S. Constitution, said very clearly, "I sincerely believe that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and that the principle of spending money to be paid by prosperity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a large scale." Now, we've got some callers coming in here. Henry. Would you bring him up, please? Henry, jump right in.
Yeah, no, I'm from Connecticut. Okay. You mentioned about, Lincoln. I have a question for you since you're speaking about Lincoln. You said he married into an occult family called the Todds, like T-O-D-D. Now, what do you mean they're a cult family? What do you mean that they practice the occult, they practice magic, or they had a coven, or what?
Yes, to all of the above.
The
whole new world order is ethic of nature.
You're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead. Repeat that.
This whole new world order thing is satanic in nature. And whether or not we want to realize it, it is. We find that Adolf Hitler, who was one of the grandsons of Rothschild, his grandmother was a chambermaid in the house of Rothschild, and she became impregnated by her employer. And when she had a baby named Anna, Anna did not get the Rothschild name, but he didn't marry her. So she had to keep her mother's maiden name, which was Schuckelgruber. And when Anna Schuckelgruber had an affair with a man named Alois Hitler, she became pregnant, but he didn't marry her, so their son, Adolf, had to keep the Schuckelgruber name until he was in his early 20s. When he was in his early 20s, his father married his mother, and he was then entitled to use the family name Hitler. But he was in there to lead the German people to defeat. And we see that these same...
He almost could have won the war if he hadn't done what he did in Russia. But, I mean, what would happen if he... But, still, how did... What does that have to do? What I'm referring to, though, with the occult, though, did they teach him anything with magic? I mean, that's one of, because there's good and bad.
All of them did.
All of them did.
Yes. Benjamin Franklin was in two occult organizations. One was called the Three Sisters, and the other one was called, it evades me right now.
Rosicrucian Order?
The what?
Rosicrucian Order?
That wasn't the one I was thinking of. He may have been involved with the Rosicrucians, too. But you've got to see that we have been led down the primrose path by people who are really interested in satanic worship. And our president.
Yeah, but tell me about the Todds. Now, if the Todds were, you say they were very wealthy, what were they into? Because I know people who personally practice the occult. They're not rich at all. You know, they're not into Satanism either. Actually, they get attacked by Satanists. They have to put up a lot of defense. But I'm just wondering, you know, because as a matter of fact, I know one who was a Satanist that was on Art Bell. I don't know him personally, but I mean, it was from uno.com, UNNO.com or .org. And I know the deities he was talking about, but it's in the Legimentaton. I think that's what the book is called, the original French version. And he wasn't rich either. That is some that are. So that's why I'm wondering, you know, you said the Todds were a very wealthy family, too, that Abraham Lincoln married into.
Yes, and Mary Todd, his wife, did a lot to guide him. Just like we saw that Hillary did a lot to guide her husband, whose real name was, behind the Clinton name was the Blythe name, and behind the Blythe name was Rockefeller. There's some suspicion that he was the product of two Rockefellers. There's a lot of inbreeding goes on.
Right.
In the Rothschilds, we have that character's name, Jacob Rothschild, who married his daughter's his brother's daughter, Betty, and she stained their appearance for a long time. She was called Ugly Betty. But all these people are literally into the evil, the dark side of the force.
Yeah, well, I just want to make it clear, there's good and bad, and there's also neutral, too. You could use negative magic to defend yourself against being attacked. It's not, you don't call up Lucifer, though. You just put up a shield of protection. But something else I wanted to mention. Hillary. What is Hillary connected with any of this? No, I'm just wondering, I mean, if you're talking biologically, I mean, she's Hillary Rodham. I mean, what else does anybody know except her and her brother? I mean, what you know?
When she was running for the Senate in New York, she announced to the New Yorkers how pleased she was with the advice and counsel that she got from her grandmother, Emma Rosenberg.
Her grandmother, what's her name?
Rosenberg. Now, when she was running for the Senate in New York...
So where's the Rodham, though? That's a very WASPy name. So where's the Rodham come in?
Well, I don't have the details.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you think she was just saying that because she's trying to get votes? I'm half Jew, so vote for me, because a lot of people thought that was BS. Or is that actually, you did some research, actually, that's true? You know, because she lies. She tells some things the truth. Sometimes she lies. She's just full of hot air, you know.
They all lie.
Yeah. Well,
when you look in the book of Revelations, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, it's where it talks about those who say they are Jews and are not, they are of the synagogue of Satan, and they do lie.
Okay, so that stuff that she says with her grandmother, what's his name, Rosenberg, I forgot what the first name is, she said, that's actually true. She's not just saying that to get elected, in other words, in New York City. Because, you know, New York is very Jewish Zionist controlled, you know, special ed, the school system, and everything else. It's not all over the country, though. There's not as many Jews up in New England like in other parts of the Midwest like there is in New York City. So that's why I'm wondering, is she just doing that to help her, you know, get in office? And she might have rigged it anyway when she got in, like Bush did, or is that actually true?
Well, I think it's true, and I think it was a moment of honesty. And if it hadn't been, why would they let it slide?
Why would they let it slide? Something, I got some noise there. Repeat that again.
And if it hadn't been true, why would they have let it slide so easily? See, they are interested in getting their own into positions of power and authority.
Uh-huh.
It's just as we covered in last week in the Protocols of Zion.
Right, I heard you doing that. It was really good and in-depth. Right, and when you mean their own, they're not talking about some WASP or German guy because he just belongs to the Masonic Lodge and moved himself up to 33rd degree or something like that, and that's their own. But you mean biologically, in some way, it could be very small, it could be just a cousin, but biologically, their own. You know, because some people say their own, they mean the ones who just belong to this, these secret societies. But when you say that, you mean racially too. Religiously,
yeah,
or Khazar way. I'll put it that way.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
The Khazar warriors that pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 A.D. But let's take our President Bush.
Okay.
His daddy, both of his parents were related to the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
Both mom and dad. See, this is all one, tightly interconnected.
All right, now you're talking about Prescott. I just want to clarify for the audience.
Yes, Prescott.
You're talking about Prescott Bush and Prescott Bush's wife are related to the Queen, or are you talking about George H. Bush?
No, you have it exactly right.
Okay, Prescott and his wife. Okay, I just want to clarify for the audience. Go ahead.
Both of them are related to the Queen of England.
Okay.
So this is all blue buds. So these are people of power operating from high places with great deal of funds to work with.
Okay, and the Queen of England, you told me something once off air. You said that Princess Diana is the original British royalty, the real British royalty, and they don't interbreed. And you said that, but the Queen of England and Charles, they're really Rothschild that, like, took over, got it.